11 Standout Samsung Galaxy S20 Features on February 12th by Sasha Segan in PC Magazine. The Galaxy S20 brings camera features never seen before on our shores. But that's not all. Here is what's getting us excited about Samsung's newest flagship lineup. Samsung's Galaxy S20 line is full of huge new features, most of which aren't available in competing U.S. phones. From 100x space zoom to 120Hz screen, the S20 breaks new ground for a smartphone in this country. Yes, it's tremendously expensive. The flagship model, the S20 Ultra 5G, will cost $1,399.99. But at least you're getting something for that price. Here are 11 features, you know, for the phone's previously rumored Galaxy S11 moniker, that knocked our socks off. 100 times zoom. The Galaxy S20 Ultra combines multiple camera, optical, and digital zoom to hit an insane 100 times zoom level. Yes, there are artifacts at this level. It isn't perfect, but it's practically a telescope and truly amazing. Beyond the 100 times headline, the Ultra's lossless 10x optical zoom is going to sell a lot of phones. From 10 to 30 times, the Ultra's zoom looks terrific. Huawei and others have introduced this super zoom feature in other countries, but this will be the first time Americans get to use anything like it. All the 5G. The Galaxy S20 is the first lineup of phones in the U.S. that can handle all three kinds of American 5G. They're relatively future-proof there, combining future low-band, mid-band, and millimeter-wave 5G networks for a mix of speed and coverage like no other device we've seen. You have to be smart about what model you choose, though. On AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile, only the top two models will have all three forms of 5G. The smallest S20 will lack millimeter wave. On Verizon, all three models will have all three forms of 5G. Single take mode. It might seem gimmicky, but single take mode lets you take a 10-second video of a scene and then chop it into social media-ready short videos, stills, and filtered images. It sounds great for people like me who don't think about how to compose things. Big batteries. 5G won't wear these phones out. They're packed with the biggest batteries we've seen in mainstream Galaxy phones, 4,000 to 5,000 milliamp hours. Low-band 5G doesn't use considerably more battery than 4G, although millimeter wave appears to do so. So the result for most people may be very long battery life. That's great. 8K video with 33 megapixels stills. Whether or not you have an 8K TV to cast to it, the 8K video from these phones will allow cropping and panning after the fact with 1080p results. Snapshots taken using the Galaxy S20 Ultra in 8K mode will be a whopping 33 megapixels, so you don't have to choose between high-res images and video. There's no time limit on the 8K video, although it takes up to 3 gigabytes per 5 minutes of recording. Take now, crop later. The advantage of 64 and 108 megapixel cameras isn't that you're generating huge files, it's that you'll be able to zoom and crop after you take your photo. In our first tests, it looked like the Galaxy S20 Ultra's 108 megapixel mode didn't have quite as saturated colors as its 12 megapixel mode. So you won't want to do this all the time, but it offers new flexibility. No Bixby button. The dedicated Bixby button was a constant annoyance for Galaxy S9 and S10 users who kept hitting it when they didn't mean to. I'm a Galaxy S10e user. I know of what I speak. Samsung made the very smart idea this time to not shove the Bixby in your face, but to make it a double tap on the power button. 120Hz screen. The OnePlus 7 and Pixel 4 lines gave us 90Hz screens. Samsung ups that ante to 120Hz, which we've only seen before on gaming phones like the Razer phone. That makes for very smooth scrolling and speedy gaming. Expandable memory. Samsung may have gotten rid of the headphone jack, boo, but at least it's keeping the memory card slot, rather than making us overpay for built-in storage. Samsung lets us load micro SD cards up to a terabyte. Moving a physical micro SD card also helps transfer those gigantic 8K video files much faster than wired or wireless connections. Great charging options. The phones come with 25-watt fast chargers, but they also support wireless charging, wireless reverse charging for accessories, and the Ultra has a 45-watt charger option. While I'd have liked to see that 45-watt charger make its way down the line, this is still a solid list of options to keep your phone topped off. Lots of accessories. We review a lot of phones here at PCMag.com. One of the big problems with a lot of them is a lack of cases and other accessories. Even with mainstream devices like LG flagship phones, it can be hard to find good cases in U.S. retail stores, hugely dominated by Apple and Samsung accessories. If you buy the S20, you aren't going to have to worry about cases or car chargers. Just pop into the nearest store and you'll be covered.